child arrived just the other day. He came to the world.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, talk a little more about what happened in the Senate yesterday. One sad thing with a good result. The sad thing is Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was taken to the hospital. He was not feeling well. He's the president pro tem of the Senate. And in the absence of the Chief Justice, that's who presides over the impeachment. Chief Justice Roberts refused to do it, took a dive. He went AWOL under the pretext that, well, the Constitution just says that the Chief Justice presides over the impeachment and conviction of a president. Trump is no longer president. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. He doesn't want to get into all the current political garbage from QAnon and the threats and everything else. Hey, Roberts, Jack, consider this. Trump was impeached when he was president. This is a continuation of what he did when he was president. He was president on January 6th. And January 6th is when five people died and a cop was beaten to death. So Roberts, step up to the plate, but no, he's not going to step up to the plate. Well, the default is Patrick Leahy. Why Patrick Leahy of Vermont? Because he's been in the Senate since 1974. So he is the longest serving member of the majority. They automatically become the president pro tem. It's a ceremonial post. He wheels a gavel and waves at everybody. Usually. But this time there's a lot of pressure on him. The poor guy started to feel real bad. And as an abundance of caution, they took him to the hospital. And thank goodness he's fine. He was released. He's home last night. He's going to resume his duties. Just so everybody knows, even though he's presiding, yes, he does get to vote. It's not like he had to give up a vote and we only have 49 votes. That would just be dumb. And by the way, when Moscow Mitch was the majority leader, the Republicans were in the majority, Chuck Grassley of Iowa was the president pro tem because he's been around forever. I think he served with Henry Clay and he served with Daniel Webster, I think. This guy is unbelievable. He's bad news. He's a few bricks short of a load. The guy's 89 years old. God bless him. He's 89 years old. It's time to put him out to pasture. Give him a gold watch to mix a metaphor and put him out to pasture. If he runs again this coming year, he'll be 95. You know, Iowa, I don't know, somebody in Iowa, some young buck is going to get in there, I suppose. Who knows what's going to happen? But in any event, Patrick Leahy, great guy from Vermont, feeling bad, went to the hospital. Unfortunately, he is fine. So we get back to it. So what happens? The Republicans, through Aqua Buddha, Randy Paul, puts in a motion to get rid of the thing because it's not constitutional, which is false. He knew it was false. And by a vote of 55 to 45, the Senate tabled that motion, put it out in the ozone. So February 8th, they will start the conviction proceedings, and that's because of an agreement between the two parties. Give everybody time to prepare, the impeachment managers time to prepare, Trump to huddle with Butch Bauer. Butch Bauer is his lawyer. Nobody else would touch him. The large law firms in D.C., the fancy ones that charge $2,000 an hour. Yeah, that's right. You think I misspoke? They shave. They think about the case for 15 minutes. That's $500. Okay. They wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't touch Trump for a while. Why not? And there's two reasons. Because they had a sudden attack of morality? Because they suddenly worried about right and wrong? No, for two reasons. One is Trump wouldn't pay. Believe it or not, Trump stiffs people. His entire business life, he has stiffed people. The worst case, really, I think the worst, some poor guy, Trump orders pianos for one of his. Now, pianos are expensive, right? What do they cost? They might cost, what, a couple of grand each maybe? Or I don't know. Depends what kind of piano. He wants pianos in all the rooms. The guy goes out and he says, this is great. I'll mark it up 10%. I don't have to do anything. The piano manufacturers will deliver it. And he signs a contract with the piano manufacturers. So they deliver all these pianos. And let's say that the bill is $100,000. So he jacks it up to $110,000. He's going to make himself some money on the override. Turns it to Trump. And Trump says, I'm not paying you. Guy says, well, now, wait a minute. I'm just a small guy all by myself. I owe $100,000 here. Would you at least pay me the $100,000? No, I won't. Well, what are you going to do? I'll pay you $50,000. This is a true story. $50,000. Why are you? Well, that's what I'm willing to do. I'll sue you. Go ahead. It'll cost you more than another $50 to hire a lawyer. You see what I mean? He traps people like that. Traps the little guy. The guy ended up taking the $50, eating another $50. Trump thought that was funny. Well, Trump tried that with the big boys in the law firms, and they are masters of slipping the shiv into other people themselves. He's an amateur compared to them. And they said, you don't pay, and you also don't cooperate. We're liable to give you some advice, and you'll shoot your mouth off. And they won't touch him. So he ended up with Butch Bowers of South Carolina. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Butch is a good guy. But Butch Bowers, let's say, does not a lot of deep experience in this kind of thing. And in any event, so he'll prepare with Butch Bowers of South Carolina, who Wormwood recommended, Crooked Lindsey Graham, Wormwood recommended Butch Bowers. Leahy will be back in the saddle, and we'll get on with it. In the meantime, we are going to do good business. We are going to confirm cabinet appointments. We have a lot of cabinet appointments. Yesterday, they confirmed Tony Blinken as Secretary of State. That was a great, great appointment. Tony Blinken is one of the most knowledgeable and respected diplomats we have. For some reason, he lived in Paris for a few years when he was a kid. I don't know if it was his father's work or whatever. He speaks fluent French. But more importantly, and along with English, French and English are the two languages of the EU. They have translators for every language, even Gaelic, even Slovenian, all this. It's great, but French and English are it. And Blinken knows them both. More importantly, he knows all the players. They breathe a sigh of relief. They say, Blinken and Biden will stand up to the commie Ruskies. He'll get in sync with NATO again. And it's all very, very good. It's all very, very good news. The other thing they're going to do for the next 2 weeks, in addition to the many other cabinet confirmations, is pass legislation like the coronavirus bill. $1.9 trillion. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. People are out of work. A huge number of people are out of work. States don't have money to distribute the vaccine. States don't have the money to buy the vaccine. Where's that money going to come from? The Republicans say, well, hard work. Yeah, baloney. None of them work. Are you kidding me? You think Voss works? Does any work? Any honest work? You think Moscow Mitch doesn't? They don't work. These people want to work. Everybody wants to work. Republicans will, on financial matters, will steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. So we are going to get through the coronavirus. We're going to talk about the how we're going to get through it with an obstructive Republican minority with 50 votes. And there is a way to do it. I'm going to describe the way to do it. I'm going to describe, and this is no secret, everybody knows what they are going to do. In the meantime, look for the Republicans to obstruct everything Biden does. And the impeachment proceeding, there was a plot to blow it up. What do I mean by blow it up? I don't mean with bombs. I mean with procedure, and I'm going to describe that. We're back after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.